Training camp report with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Busy guy yesterday. Heard it was incredibly crowded at Steelers camp, what with Pat McAfee and it being the first day in pads. So Jeff hangs out, talks to Aaron Rodgers, hops in a car, drives to pit practice as they open August camp. And then you got all these Pirates trades. So much to get into with our guy, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning. Thank you for joining us. And what did you glean from the Aaron Rodgers conversation?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a big day for West Virginia with McAfee out here, and then all the stuff that Aaron was saying about Zach Frazier, how smart he is and how he's calling plays and kind of getting him up to speed. And one of the things we've learned about Aaron is the wit. And then he added, at some point I think I'm going to be calling the plays, but I'm okay with this right now. You guys were talking about it earlier, but what he said about the offense not being just a standard thing, like it can adapt. It's going to take these playmakers and mold it into what they think can be successful. And I think to me that says that Aaron has been given a lot of latitude to give his input into the offense. And listen, it's a weekend of camp. Most places are happy. I would say this place, including Aaron, is very happy.
Jeff, from what we've heard, Caleb Johnson, rookie running back, he had a rough day yesterday, first day in pads. Did you glean anything that was positive from Caleb Johnson yesterday that you couldn't look forward to?
Not surprised. For rookie running backs, it's often the case. I mean, Najee was a bit of an exception because of his size, but it's often the case for these guys to go up against experienced NFL players as a running back in a system where you didn't throw a lot in college. So I think that's things that he's just going to have to work through. But say this, what we've seen so far is, man, if he messes a rep, he's that guy that he screws up a rep, and then he runs back to the front of the line because he wants to do it immediately again. And I think if you have that type of attitude, and we've seen the skill set, that should improve. But I would expect there'll be a couple other ones that are going to be a little rough for him as he's trying to figure things out and has enlisted the help of Jaylen Warren, especially on pass protect.
Jeff, we've talked a lot about adding a receiver, but let's talk about the ones that are in camp. The development of Roman Wilson, where does that stand? How has his camp been thus far?
It's early. They've done a lot of checkdowns and shallow routes to this point. They haven't really explored the offense, if you will. But he hasn't been – there hasn't been anything where like, oh, wow, look at that. That being said, he hasn't been given a ton of opportunities. He's been working even as a gunner on special teams. He's trying to find a way to get on the field, but you start looking at different formations. You know, Gainwell's been working a lot as a receiver out of the backfield. You get the two tight ends that are going to be on the field. Metcalf, Austin right now is there too. How does he find a way to get on that field? Because they're going to want Darnell in there in certain packages. Probably Robert Woods because of his blocking ability in certain packages. Like, you start doing the numbers and it's like, how does this guy find a way on the field? Like, as the pads are now on, this is monstrous. And these couple of preseason games are going to be huge for Roman just to show like, hey, I can make an impact in a game.
Okay, everyone cover your ears. We do have a trade, at least one that's on the precipice of going down.
Who's on the move? Another major league trade presented by Globe Airport Parking.
And I do think it could affect the Pittsburgh Pirates. So the Chicago Cubs, this is from Bob Nightingale about an hour ago. He writes, the Cubs are still in the market for another starter. Are one of the teams pursuing Cleveland's Shane Bieber, coming away impressed after scouting him in his last rehab start. Now Shane Bieber, previously a Cy Young Award winner. Well, turns out the Blue Jays are at the goal line on a Shane Bieber trade. We know that the Cubs had been linked before to Mitch Keller. So that would take one starter off the market, and we'll see if maybe the Cubs circle back on Keller if the Pirates are interested in moving him. Jeff, your thoughts on the Key Brian Hayes trade yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, sixth best prospect now in their system. What sucks is, they made that trade for a guy that's on an expiring contract, a lefty reliever who's very good. And an A-ball player who's projected to be in the majors maybe by 2027. And he seems like a good A-ball player. He's got speed. He's got defense. Doesn't have power. And it's another shortstop in the mix. I mean, it seems like it, on the surface probably is a decent trade, but you'd hope for a guy under 4 years of control that you would have gotten something that's a little bit more imminent for this team. You know, guys, the Pirates, six of their top 11 prospects aren't able.
Well, at least it's the early stages of the rebuild, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's where the – and listen, we've heard from numerous insiders that Charrington's asking for a lot, and he should. He shouldn't give these guys away, but, man, he's got to hit something. Like he's over these next, what, up until 6 o'clock, he needs to hit something that's going to impact this major league team. Because if not, they go into the offseason. Yes, more teams are interested, but they go in even more desperate, which gives the leverage to not the Pirates.
Jeff, what was the feel and the atmosphere at pit practice yesterday?
I mean, it's that first day, and they were excited. Probably excited that they weren't practicing the same time as the Steelers, more than anything. But, I mean, there is a confidence. There's a little bit of a swagger, especially offensively. I think Eli has taken over the leadership reins, and guys are gravitating toward him, and you can tell he understands the offense, and he's comfortable talking to guys. One of the big takeaways, guys, I took from this is Cade talked about it. Laster talked about it. They need some impact plays from receivers. I mean, of the 29 touchdown passes, 25 were in the red zone last year. I mean, they've got to find some impact plays out of the receiver position, whether it's Kenny Johnson or Poppy or Blue. Like, somebody's got to step up. And I think the receivers know this is a huge year for any one of them, because if one can step up, they can put themselves in good standing for what they want to do at the next point of their career.
Jeff, what do you gather from Pat Narduzzi heading into year 11? I mean, energy's still there, right? But he talked about pressure yesterday. Do you think there's pressure on Pat Narduzzi?
I think there's probably pressure every year. But I think this year, when you look at all the guys that are back, you look at that linebacking core, there is an opportunity for them to do something, special, to do something where they can contend, they can be in that ACC race. I mean, how many teams are returning a quarterback that played in the exact same system with an All-American running back and an All-American linebacker? There are pieces there. Yep. For them to take the next step. And I would say this, because a lot of the guys were asked about it, not one of them seemed worried about the pressure. To the Tomlin line of, you know, we run to it. Like, they seem to embrace the fact that we're good with any expectations people want to put on us, because we have high expectations too.
Jeff, you were all over it yesterday. You'll be all over it today. Steelers camp moved to 10 a.m. and word just came out moments ago. No pads today, because they go morning after an afternoon.
Yeah,
so times have changed a little bit, Dorn.
Yeah, that really stinks. I just saw Caboli. I made sure I saw him from the front.
Don't go into the bathroom after him.
No.
Jeff, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.